actually reported that there is sexual immorality among you and sexual immorality of such. A kindness does not exist even among the Gentiles, namely that someone has his father's wife. You have become arrogant and have not mourned instead, so that the one who had done this deed would be removed from your midst. For I, on my part, though absent in body but present in spirit, have already judged him who has so committed this, as though I were present. Boasting is not good. Do you not know that a little even leavens the whole lump of dough? Clean out the old leaven so that you may be a new lump, just as you are in fact unleavened. For Christ our Passover also has been sacrificed. To associate with sexually immoral people. I did not at all mean with the sexually immoral people of this world, or with the greedy and swindlers, or with idolaters, for then you would have to leave the world. But actually, I wrote to you not to associate with any so-called brother. If he is a sexually immoral person, or a greedy person, or an idol leader, or is verbally abusive, or habitually drunk, or a swindler, not even to eat with such a person. But what business of mine is it to judge outsiders? Do you not judge those who are within the church? But those who are outside, God judges. Remove the evil person from among yourselves.